Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip. Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning in to this week's episode. And if you are new to this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And if you do, please consider subscribing and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about the podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. This weekend is packed with wine events going on, so we're going to jump right into it. But before we do that, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 73 degrees with low temperatures of 62 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 83 degrees with low temperatures of 68 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 84 degrees with low temperatures of 58 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have high temperatures of 84 degrees with low temperatures of 66 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 86 degrees with low temperatures of 70 degrees. Join Becker Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas for their 26th annual Lavender Fest on Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 5 p.m. At this family-friendly event, they'll have a Lavender Fest luncheon prepared by Chef Tyler Adderag. Seating classroom-style educational wine pairing sessions featuring exclusive Becker Vineyard award-winning Texas wines, as well as dozens of vendors, food trucks, live music, and a beautiful ambiance at their estate winery. For more information about this event, visit their website at beckervineyards.com. Head on out to Messina Hoff Winery in Bryan, Texas for their 41st annual Wine and Roses Festival event on Saturday, April 26th from 11 to 6 p.m. It's that time of the year to come on out and celebrate the budding vines and the blooming roses. Taste over 60 award-winning Texas wines, shop Texas vendors, compete in the Grape Stomp competition, and support the arts by voting in the 31st Artist Wine Label competition. With beautiful spring weather, tasty Texas wine, and plenty of ways to have fun, this festival is one you don't want to miss. For more information about this event, visit their website at messinahoff.com. The Granberry Wine Celebration, a Texas food and wine showcase, is happening this weekend on Friday and Saturday, April 25th and 26th from 11 to 7 p.m. Set against the backdrop of Granberry's historic square, this premier wine and culinary festival combines the vibrant spirit of the Texas wine industry with the region's best culinary traditions. You'll experience the best of Texas wine, food, and culture in the heart of historic Granberry, Texas all while enjoying live entertainment, artisan shopping, and a community-focused atmosphere that celebrates the best of North Texas. Participating wineries for this event include For Our Ranch Vineyards and Winery in Munster, Texas, Barron's Creek Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Edge of the Lake Winery and Vineyard in Valley View, Hack Wines in Santa Fe, Texas, Landon Winery in Denison, and Blue Ostrich Winery in St. Joe, Texas, just to name a few. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at GranberryWine.com. Head on over to Kima, Texas, just outside of Houston, for their Kima Boardwalk Spring Wine Fest on Saturday, April 26, from 2 to 5 p.m. You will enjoy a day filled with delicious wines, live music, and waterfront views at the iconic Kima Boardwalk. Sip and savor a variety of wines and enjoy the festive atmosphere with friends and family. Your ticket purchase includes 72 wine samples, a free wine glass, small bites from four restaurants including Landry Seafood, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Aquarium Restaurant, and Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. For more information about this waterfront festival event, visit their website at KimaBoardwalk.com. Check into Alpine, Texas for their fourth annual Spirits of the West, a Pure Texas Wine, Spirits, and Brews Festival on Friday and Saturday, April 25th and 26th from 4 to 10 p.m. on Friday and 11 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. With your ticket purchase, you'll enjoy a variety of tastings from local wineries, distilleries, and breweries. Get your grub on with the grill chefs at multiple barbecue rigs and food booths. Shop with local artists and retailers, all while listening to live music by Texas bands. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at spiritsfestwtx.com. How about heading up to the Dallas area and pop into Addison, Texas, and check out their Taste of Addison event on Friday through Sunday, April 25th through 27th at 6 p.m. The Taste of Addison is a total arts festival that combines culinary arts, which include top-notch Addison restaurants, performing arts that feature nationally recognized musicians, and the visual arts that are both creative and immersive. Eats, beats, and artistic treats combine to make for a family-friendly weekend that provides a festive experience for every vibe. For more information about this event, visit their website at tasteaddisontexas.com. Join the good folks of Midlothian, Texas for their Midlofest event on Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 8 p.m. Enjoy an unforgettable experience at the newly rebranded Midlofest, where creativity meets indulgence. Set in the heart of Midlothian, Texas, this annual celebration brings together local wineries, talented artists, and live entertainment for a day filled with culture and community. Sip fine wines, explore art displays, and enjoy great food offerings while basking in the vibrant atmosphere of downtown Midlothian. For more information about this event, visit their website at MidlothianChamber.org. Newsom Grape Day is taking place this weekend in Plains, Texas on Friday, April 25th at 8:45 a.m. Since its inception in 1986, Newsom Grape Day has emerged as a vital event for the Texas wine industry, attracting growers, wineries, and industry professionals from all across the state of Texas. Generously hosted by Neil Newsom, this event features speakers who delve into the topics such as grape cultivation, expanding wine business, and emerging Texas industry trends. Newsom Grape Day benefits the Haas Newsom Viticultural Scholarship that was established in 2012 and awarded by the Texas Wine Foundation to deserving students who demonstrate the qualities of commitment and passion for the growing Texas wine industry. For more information and registration for this event, visit their website at txwines.org. Make plans to attend the 5th Annual Frisco Uncorked Wine Event presented by HEB on Saturday, April 26 from 12 to 6 p.m. Your ticket purchase for Frisco Uncorked gets you 20 one-ounce wine tastings to use at any of the wineries, and this year's event will feature over 100 award-winning wines. Your ticket also includes a signature wine taster with the Frisco Uncorked logo. Step your ticket purchase up to the VIP experience and enjoy extra benefits such as a food pass, access to the VIP tent, where you will enjoy the VIP bar with exclusive wines, beers, and signature VIP cocktails. For more information and ticket purchases for this fun-filled event, visit their website at friscouncorked.com. The Bertram Art, Herb, and Wine Festival is taking place in downtown Bertram, Texas on Saturday and Sunday, April 26 from 10 to 6 p.m. and April 27 from 11 to 4 p.m. This event will feature artisan and herbal vendors, Texas wineries, food vendors, Texas craft beers, live music, and a 5K fun run. For more information about this event, visit their website at bertramchamber.com. And the Avenger Wine Festival in Avenger, Texas is happening this weekend on Saturday, April 26 from 11 to 6 p.m. Come out and relax in the spacious grounds in the Avenger Wine Garden against the quaint backdrop of the piney woods. Shop artisan vendors, grab a bite from local food trucks, and listen to the musical sounds of local bands. Wineries participating in this event include Enoch Stomp Vineyards and Winery in Harlton, Texas, Texas Southwind Vineyard and Winery in Refugio, Maydale Country Wines in Rust, Texas, O'Farrell Country Vineyards, Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas, Twisted Pines Winery in Marshall, Texas, and Rowdy Creek Ranch in Gilmer, Texas. For more information about this event, visit their website at AvengerWineFestival.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Pedernales Cellars in Stonewall gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Megan O'Burl on stage Saturday, April 26 at 1 p.m., followed by James Hearn on stage Sunday, April 27 from 12 to 4 p.m. Wedding Oak Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Michael Alexander on stage Sunday, April 27 from 1 to 4 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective, also in Fredericksburg, Texas, will have Dan Radin on stage Saturday, April 26 from 1 to 5 p.m. Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will let the Above the Law Band jam out on Saturday, April 26 from 3 to 6 p.m. Texas Heritage Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Shaney on stage Friday, April 25 from 2 to 4 p.m., followed by Mike Blakely on stage Sunday, April 27 from 2 to 4 p.m. Tornalox Vineyard and Winery in Burnett, Texas will heat things up with Spicy Loops on stage Saturday, April 26 from 2 to 5 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Fredericksburg will have Duo Vino on stage Saturday, April 26 from 12 to 3 p.m. Singing Water Vineyards in Comfort, Texas will have Michael Noder Thomas on stage Saturday, April 26 from 1 to 4 p.m., followed by Shameless on stage performing a Garth Brooks tribute later that afternoon at 6 p.m. Wimberley Valley Winery in Driftwood, Texas will have the Wimberley Valley Big Band on stage Saturday, April 26 at 6 p.m. Carter Creek Winery in Johnson City will let Dean Wilford assume the musical duties on Friday, April 25th from 7 to 9 p.m., followed by Daniel Johnson on stage Saturday, April 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. as well. English Newsom Cellars in Lubbock, Texas will have Chris Hudgens on stage Saturday, April 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. Arch Ray Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Homer Wisenant on stage Friday, April 25th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by Justin McFarlane on stage Saturday, April 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. Barnhill Vineyards in Anna, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with the Elton Johns on stage Friday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Courtney Marine will take the stage on Saturday, April 26th at 12 p.m., followed by Blake Nation performing a Blake Shelton tribute later that evening at 8 p.m. Busted Oak Cellars in Carmine, Texas will have Les Cousins on stage Sunday, April 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have the Jacob Austin Band on stage Saturday, April 26th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Todd Roth on stage Sunday, April 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will have Brent Smith on stage Friday, April 25th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Michael Jesch on stage Saturday, April 26th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. as well. Los Pinos Ranch Vineyards in Pittsburgh, Texas will have the Pink Flamingo on stage all weekend starting Friday and Saturday, April 25th and 26th from 6 to 9 p.m. They will take the stage on Sunday, April 27th from 12 to 3 p.m. Dry Carmel Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas will let Phil Luna rock the house on Friday, April 25th from 5 to 8 p.m., followed by A. Wright on stage Saturday, April 26th from 2 to 5 p.m. And Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Natalie Metcalf on stage Saturday, April 26th from 1 to 5 p.m., followed by Jay's Dueling Pianos on stage later that evening from 7 to 9 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Stay tuned for Did You Know? It's that time of the year again. Viva Fiesta! The city of San Antonio, Texas, comes alive for a week and a half for one of the biggest fiesta events in the country, bringing in over $340 million in annual revenue. Fiesta San Antonio began in 1891 when local women led by Mrs. James L. Sladen began a tradition similar to that of Spain by decorating carriages, baby buggies, and bicycles with real flowers, which they then began throwing them at each other, leading to the name Battle of Flowers. Battle of Flowers, or Fiesta San Antonio, commemorates the Battle of the Alamo, which took place in San Antonio, and the Battle of San Jacinto, which led to Texas's independence from Mexico in April of 1836. The Battle of the Alamo, which lasted from February 23rd through March 6th, 1836, was a pivotal event of military engagement in the Texas Revolution following a 13-day siege where Mexican troops reclaimed the Alamo Mission in San Antonio. The Texians defeated the Mexican army at the Battle of San Jacinto on April 21st, 1836. I mentioned earlier that the Fiesta San Antonio event originated in 1891. But for us wine-loving folks, during this same year, another pivotal event took place in the science of winemaking thousands of miles away on the other side of the world. Have you ever tasted wines, white or red, that seem to have a very tart bite or liveliness to it? Well, that's the tart malic acid in the wine, the same acid you taste when biting into a Granny Smith apple. A lot of people, including myself, enjoy the acid texture and mouth-watering feel of a refreshingly acidic wine. Others prefer to have a wine with more of a smoother mouthfeel that gives your palate the impression of being coated with a lusciously viscous beverage, sweet or not. So what does Fiesta, Granny Smith apples, and 1891 have in common? Well, did you know that also in 1891, the Swiss enologist Hermann Müller-Thurgau discovered that lactic acid bacteria, when inoculated in the wine, can convert the Granny Smith tart malic acid to a smoother type of lactic acid, which is the same acid found in milk. This process is popularly called malolactic fermentation, or malo, but more accurately referred to as malolactic conversion. This lactic acid fermentation reaction can impart a smoother mouthfeel and often expresses itself as a buttery flavor from a byproduct of the conversion called diacetyl. So when you hear wine drinkers speaking ill of Chardonnay wines and say things like ABC, anything but Chardonnay, they are referring to their dislike of the buttery taste and the mouthfeel caused by this process. But let me assure you that there are wonderful expressions of full-bodied and oaky Chardonnay out there. You just have to find one that pairs well with your food, your family, and your fiesta. Well, that would do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TexasWineScene and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review, and please share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.